every idea that I've brought to TNA, whether it be using champagne, my face, this, that, all the other stuff, they're like, yeah, they're so passionate about taking this and riding it to that next level. And it's like, they don't, you know, a lot of other places, their favorite word is no, or if it's not their idea, they're not going to run with it. It's like, they want to be involved.
You've known her in the past for flex appeal, but now you know her for pure elegance. Ash by Elegance, that's the name. The new rebranding has been done. TNA Wrestling, every single week you can catch her on Impact. Let's get right into it. Sports Key to Wrestling, Ash by Elegance. I am so wonderfully blessed to be graced with your presence today.
Thank you so much.
I'm trying to be as elegant. Good as your concierge. I'm trying to be as good as your concierge. Who has a concierge in wrestling? The people have a manager. You have a concierge.
I need the best of the best at all times. Every city we go to, anywhere we're at, I need the best of the best.
The absolute best. Tell me about this new character, this complete revitalization of what you're doing. Obviously, a new show people can catch you on. People have known you in the past for another TV show and wrestling that you were on for a long time. Tell me about this new character. We'll talk about being with TNA in a second, but where did you come to this new character?
This new character has been something that, like, is a stem from, like, kind of who I, you know, am. I like nice things. I like fancy jewelry. I like nice clothing. So I just wanted to kind of incorporate it. And, like, you know, society these days and social media, there's always a branding behind everything. So Ash by Elegance. Elegance is like a brand. And I wanted to bring it into wrestling, into TNA, where I thought it would be different. This way I can, you know, branch off and do different things, start my makeup line again. I have lip gloss and lipsticks out that are Ash by Elegance. So just doing a lot of different things, perfume, you know, champagne, and make it more of a brand. Again, you know, the arrogance side of it is tricky. It's a little bit hard, but you definitely have to tap in and dig deep. And I love it. I really, really find it different than anything else I've ever done in my 11 years of wrestling.
Maybe you got to do a collab with Rick Martel, you know?
Yes. Oh my God. That's definitely something that you know, my concierge and I have talked about. I think it's something that keep your eyes peeled.
But let's talk about TNA. Obviously, you're somebody who's been established on televised wrestling on a global platform for a very, very long time. But why go with TNA? You had options when you kind of hit the free agent market. What drew you to TNA?
TNA is, I feel like, a land of open and creativity. Like, it lets you explore many, many different options. You know, there's other different companies out there that I have talked to and I was in negotiations with. And then one thing that drew me to TNA is Tommy Dreamer and Gail were like, listen, we let our talent have creative freedom. Yes, we will help you and take that creativity to the next level and bring it to life. And that's something that, like, drew me to TNA. Also watching the women's knockout division, I feel as though it's like the best of these, the best. Like, these women are hungry. They go in the ring. Like, I've been honored and blessed to sit ringside for a lot of, you know, Jordan's matches, and seeing what they do and seeing that they put their heart and soul into the ring is amazing. And I'm super passionate about wrestling. And, you know, other places that I have wrestled at before, you lose that passion for being on the road every single weekend, every single, you know, Monday or Friday on TV. You lose that passion because it's just a story that you're playing. You're going out there. Whereas TNA, the wrestlers in TNA, they have that passion. They're hungry for that next step, for that next level, and telling a story. Like, for instance, Rebellion is this coming weekend. And there's a story to be told, but they want to elevate it to make sense to go to that next level. And I really, really love that about TNA. You know, Tommy Dreamer was like, listen, we saw your potential in WWE, and we want to capitalize on that and really make you a star. And that's really what stood out to me.
So talk about those opportunities in terms of big matches. You brought up Jordan Grace already. She's obviously, if you jump at any promotion, you're looking at the champion, right? And that certainly seems appealing. And she certainly made some headways being a knockout champion appearing in the recent Royal Rumble this past year. And you certainly know what that platform is like. There's a lot of possibilities, a lot of big matches for you in TNA. Are you aiming right at her right away? Because you've been storming through some people recently.
Yes. You know, I've had a little couple obstacles in my way. It seems like Zaya Brookside keeps coming in and wanting to steal this spotlight, but she hasn't gotten there yet. She's mm-hmm. always in my way. She's always putting her nose where it doesn't belong. So let's try and get her off to the side. And then I'm definitely on my way to take that Knockouts championship. Jordan, I feel like when I had come to TNA, Jordan had gone to the Royal Rumble, and on my way in, Naomi or Trinity was on her way out. So it was like passing the torch type thing. And then I watched the Royal Rumble and I see Jordan representing TNA. I'm like, this is amazing. And it was really one of the times that I have seen Jordan work. And I felt like she ran circles around those girls. Like, she was so dominant and so strong. And I was like, wow, this is amazing, and this is who I want to face, to bring out a different side of Ash by Elegance that the world hasn't seen yet. And I definitely think Jordan can do that.
So obviously she has her hands full this weekend with Steph DeLander.
That should be my opportunity, by the way.
Okay. All right. I was about to ask that. You beat me to it. But in terms of someone who is an observer on this big match coming up for the Knockouts World Championship, April 20th, Rebellion, streaming on live pay-per-view. Get the information at TNAWrestling.com, available on Triller.tv. Plug, plug, plug. How do you feel about Jordan's chances defending this championship here?
I think she's got it. I think she, you know, Steph is an awesome, awesome, amazing competitor. I think they're going to have a killer match. I think it's going to be amazing. Jordan has been all over the place. She's, you know, if you look in the, since 2024, she's been all over the world. She's just coming back from Australia too. She's going, I think, to Japan. She is doing amazing, amazing things. So I don't think she'll have a problem getting through Steph. But that was my replacement and she won. So, I mean, I think what I would have done if I was someone else's replacement, I would give them the chance and ask them, hey, do you want this title opportunity? I think that would be the least she could do, especially coming into TNA where I, you know, I'm running the show right now.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to call someone a replacement.
Yes, she was my replacement.
Okay. I know, it has a dismissive tone. That's all. I'm just advocating a little bit objectively outside of the table.
We're allowed opinions. Everyone's yes, allowed.
You are certainly allowed an opinion. Tell me about, you mentioned the creativity brought you to the table. This new character is interesting. I want to wheel back to that. Was there a moment in this initial process, because you jump into something new, and I've talked to people who are creatives in wrestling, and the creativity is the main point. Was there a light bulb going off moment when you got involved with TNA and you're like, I made the right call here? Was there something that definitely was like, yes, this feels right. This just happened. And now I'm going forward with it. Was there anything kind of like intangible that maybe fans wouldn't see, that only a performer would see, or only a producer or somebody on the other side of the camera would see, that makes you go like, yeah, I made the right call here. The people I'm working with are great.
Definitely. You know, coming from another company that I was throwing things on the table time and time and time again. It was like, hey, what about this idea? What about this idea? What about that idea? Mm-hmm. And seeing those ideas maybe be given to someone else. And I'm like, wait, I came up with that and you're giving it to someone else. Or putting an idea out there and they're like, yeah, yeah, great, we'll get to it. And they never did. Mm-hmm. Every idea that I've brought to TNA, whether it be using champagne, my face, this, that, all the other stuff, they're like, yeah, they're so passionate about taking this and riding it to that next level. And it's like, they don't, you know, a lot of other places, their favorite word is no, or if it's not their idea, they're not going to run with it. It's like, they want to be involved and they want talent to come to the table and bring their creativity, and then they get to elevate it to the next level. What's amazing about TNA too is you know, the lead writer of TNA, I had worked with many, many years ago in WWE, and he has seen kind of what I have dealt with. So he's very passionate of being able to, like, you know, create together. And those vignettes that we created in Vegas, I mean, I've never felt like a true star like I did in 3 weeks of leading up to this debut. And, you know, TNA made me really feel like a star in those minute programs and in vignettes. And I'm like, wow, that was the light bulb where I'm like, they're really making me feel like a star. And that was so special to me.
And almost like all the experiences you had before in the business in terms of like creating character and vignettes and how to piece it all together, prepare for the opportunity where, yeah, I'm pitching the idea. Now I know how to run with an idea I pitched, right?
To right. Point.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, something too, it was like with the 24/7 title, it was really difficult because I wanted to elevate that title and I brought, you know, why don't we do a mid-card title or like an Intercontinental Women's title with the 24/7 title and allow these women, because at the time they weren't doing much with the tag titles. I was like, and allow these women that you have 20 plus sitting on the bench because they're not in a title picture to go and fight for something, you know, that's worth something. And they're like, yeah, okay. And then the next thing you know, the title's thrown in the trash. Months, you know, pass by, which is amazing. And I'm very excited for the women in NXT that now there is, you know, coming a mid-card title, which I think is awesome too. So, you know, those little things that are like, I brought creative ideas to the table and I totally got, you know, swept to the side or swept under the rug. And now being in TNA, for them to be like, yeah, let's do it tomorrow, let's do it next week, yeah, let's prepare for it, let's brainstorm, let's jump on a call, it's amazing. And it like makes me more hungry for it.
Now, Steph DeLander, she's running with Matt Cardona, and obviously we've seen different pairings. Now, at some point, maybe a concierge isn't enough backup for you. You certainly seem like someone who wants an entourage. That's another fancy French word that I looked up before we did this conversation. Is there someone that could join the Elegance entourage at some point? Maybe.
Of course. I mean, I live with them every single day, and that is, you know, my husband. Mm. He's a professional fighter, has the fastest knockout in the world, has done security around the world with Pitbull. What better?
That's Mr. Worldwide. That's Mr. Yeah. Worldwide. Yeah.
Of course. And what better person to have by my side than him? I think he could take, you know, Matt out in a split second and maybe beat his own record.
Okay. I didn't expect a near knockout for Matt Cardona to be promised in this interview. Are we going to get champagne? Are we going to get your own endorsed champagne toast possibly at some point? Are fans going to be able to buy Ash by Elegance champagne at a TNA wrestling event? I don't think champagne's ever been on the menu at a pro wrestling event.
No, that's definitely something that I would absolutely love working towards. The whole, you know, thing with my concierge is like him and I are brainstorming all the time. And that's definitely something, you know, to stay tuned and in the works. We definitely have to do a little bit of taste testing. Mm-hmm. We were, you know, exaggerating a bit about, you know, $800 or $400 an ounce. You know, going to be reasonable for everybody out there. And then
you have to bring it down for the little people. You really
no
do.
of course I just really appreciate everyone supporting this character, and it's been a lot of fun.
Seems like you have so much fun playing the character as well.
It really does because it's, you know, again too, like I tried to do it on Twitter and social media and bring out this different side, but they've been used to me being, you know, a baby face for 10 years. So once I like tap into that character, the internet like cancels me immediately, and I'm like, oh my god.
But then you know it's working. Then you know, like, if you're making people mad, that's kind of the idea, right? Isn't that being over in 2024, as someone say they don't like you on the internet?
I know, exactly. I'm like, but it hurts my heart too, because I'm like, oh my god.
Because you were so used to getting them to be with you for so long. Wait, I gotta get used to them not liking me at all.
Of
like, I
gotta. And it's great too, because that's you know, the last match I had with Zaya was a lot of fun too, because I was in the beginning, I came out and everyone was cheering. I was like, all right, my goal is like literally to make this building hate me, and I felt like I did a good job of it midway through the match. I'm like really soaking it up. So I'm you know, getting warmed up, and I can't wait to see where this goes.
One final question. You mentioned this new character and how I was going to touch on that. Like, you were such a fan favorite for such a long time, and you definitely had more of an inspirational character. And now, you have a resentful, aspirational character at some point. People would aspire to be you, but they don't get to be you. it has a tone to it. When you roll this new character out, you have friends in the wrestling business. I'm not asking you who. Did some of them reach out to you and be like, ooh, you got something here? What was the reaction from your friends in pro wrestling? Because you don't come in this business and not make friends at your level.
No, it was amazing because they've known my potential. You know, two amazing, amazing wrestlers. I've posted the picture so everyone's seen it. Was Sasha and Bayley is when I made my TNA, you know, debut. They were there and they embraced me with open arms, and they were like, oh my God, this is it. Like, I'm so glad that you didn't hang your boots up and let WWE control your destiny. This works for you. Keep going. Because again, I felt as though I want to bring entertainment and bring that haha factor to TNA. Because I look at it too, you guys are watching a TV show, you guys are investing in a TV show, you're leaving whatever problems that you had that day, whatever work situations you had that day. Let me bring some entertainment. Let me bring a little, you know, lightness and joy to your day by just like, you know, either you love me, hate me, wanna be me, disagree with me, like, let me have you feel a type of way. And that's exactly what this character I feel like is doing, is being able to like leave whatever problems or situations that you've dealt with that day to really like dive in and be like, oh my God, I hate this girl. I want to see her get laid out, you know, or oh my God, she's over exaggerating her face fillers. Like, this is something like over the top, you know? So like, it's definitely something.
You got me laughing. I didn't think face fillers was going to come up today.
It's just funny, you know? And so my friends are like, you know, you're really doing a great job. And I feel as though any character that you were given in WWE, you hit a home run with it and you made, you know, lemonades out of lemons. But here is like, it fits, you know, it fits. And I always say, as one door closes, another door opens. And this has been the best door that's I've ever thought would open for me. And I'm definitely trying to, you know, not hit only a home run, but a grand slam with this character.
I was going to ask, at one point when you were done with the previous company, you were mentioned that people tell you, I'm so glad you didn't hang your boots up. One of the questions I had written down here is, did you have options outside of wrestling? Were you going to be done with wrestling? And it seems like you've already answered that question for me, that at no point did you think, I'm leaving the industry, I'm done with pro wrestling. Am I correct in that assumption? Like, you were, you were steaming right ahead. That's wonderful to hear.
When you're in a company, I have goosebumps talking about this because that's all I knew was WWE. I didn't come from a wrestling background. So when, you know, other promotions were opening up while I was in WWE and people were leaving WWE to go other places, I'm like, oh my God, I'm never doing that. I'm not, I'm loyal to, you know, this business. And then when it happens to you, you're like, oh my God, wait, wrestling. It wasn't about, you know, wrestling was my passion. That was my life. That's what I fell in love with. So I was like, you know what? No, I have to keep going. I didn't know that NXT match was going to be my last match. That's what I had flashbacks. I'm like, oh my God, was that my last match? I can't let it be my last match. Mm-hmm. And I would have endless nights thinking, oh my God, no, I cannot stop. Like, there's only so much more I want to do and accomplish. And, you know, talking with my husband, he's like, you're not stopping. Like, trust me, another opportunity is going to fall into your lap and you're going to, you know, run with it. And I wasn't giving up. Like, you know, I wasn't going to let another company control my destiny. And I've always wanted to be in control of whatever I've done in my life. And I felt like I was being controlled for 11 years. And now it's a place where I'm like, I'm the happiest. I'm so happy. And being able to go out there and, you know, entertain so many people. And what's great about TNA too is like, you film like 2 or 4 weeks of TV, so you keep doing things. Like, it's so fun and it doesn't get old, whereas you were traveling every single weekend doing the same old thing, being not used and still having to go was, it hurt my heart. Mm. So now being able to like, no, hey, you're flying out to Vegas, you're gonna be used this day, that day, you're doing this, this, and this. It's like, oh my God, it brings that passion and excitement out of you again.
Absolutely. If they wanna follow the living brand of Elegance, Ash by Elegance, on the socials, the correct ones, all right, where do they go? Where do they find you?
Asha May underscore Sabera, but all you have to do is type in Ash by Elegance, and there I am.
There you go. All right, don't follow the fakes, follow the real thing. All right, don't buy the knockoff, all right? We know a fake.
Don't do knockoffs. Are you crazy?
Don't do knockoffs. Go with the knockouts. Yeah. Boom. Put it on a t-shirt. There you go. All right. There you go. I just made somebody money. I don't know. I want points.
Honestly, I was thinking if you see that on a t-shirt, you know that's your thing.
I want something on the back end. All right. I want something on the back end.
All right.
Thank you so much. Of course, Rebellion is going to stream on pay-per-view coming up on April 20th. Many, many other big events coming up for TNA as well. You can go to TNAWrestling.com. Of course, they have another big run coming up in Chicago in June for Against All Odds, and a TV taping that is June 14th and June 15th. You can get details on that. That's going to be at Cicero Stadium, TNAWrestling.com/events. Of course, you can get all the information about TNA Plus, their streaming service, and their pay-per-view events as well on Triller.tv. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. This was great. You have a great day, and I'll see you in Chicago.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.